Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. I hope this is working now. Are we working now?
We're working now.
Okay. That was weird.
Yeah. Technical difficulties.
All right. So, sorry, everyone. We're back. So, Smooth Drama.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying before, Tales from the Apocalypse, more than 40,000 pounds of meat being recalled from Walmart, beef in particular, due to E. coli. So, if you bought your beef from Walmart, send it to the Tiger King and the homies over there. That's almost attempted murder. I'm sorry. No, don't do that. I was going to say they'd be happy. Mm. Right.
Right.
But, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, they'd be happy. They would be.
We're not going to advocate for murder of people. So we're going to move on.
Of course not.
Yeah. So, if you're a soap opera person, if you're not a soap opera person, then you became a soap opera person because you were sheltering in place. You'll be happy to know that The Bold and the Beautiful, they're going to use their sex scene in a different way. They're going to use blow-up dolls. So, apparently,
what?
Yes. Apparently, they have some lifelike blow-up dolls that have been sitting around for the past 15 years. Because there's no work environment that's right that don't have blow-up dolls just sitting around.
So I wonder if they're the real sex dolls, though, and not necessarily blow-up dolls.
No, that's what they're going to be using. So, yeah, we don't know. But
that's going to be weird.
Makeup. I might even have to watch now because it's like.
Yeah, I am. I mean, because they've been showing reruns like from the 90s and the early 2000s for most of the soap operas over the shelter in place. I'm just curious as to see how that's going to work, though. And I would assume it has to be women dolls. It can't be men dolls.
Why not?
Well, because usually in soap opera scenes, it's the man who's taking control. So I can see how they would place a woman like on her back or, you know, to do that. Okay. You can't necessarily, scenes where men are on their back. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that I think for this, it would be kind of.
All right, so it's going to be some dudes that's going to be hanging out with their dolls.
That's interesting.
That's the apocalypse. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, and also, people have come out with their magic tonics, whatnot. As the Dallas executives Miracle Mineral Water Company, they're being sued. Earth Water.
Mm-hmm.
They're being charged with fraud because they've been selling the organic compounds that gave the beverage its rich black color. It's supposed to be mineral water. So yeah. You get that black miracle mineral water with nutrients from the earth. It's a magical
tonic.
Yeah,
you know, there is.
It has a remedy for HIV, cancer, and I'm a guess COVID too. So.
Yeah, I don't know. There is a water called Black, and it's black water. I don't know what's in it. But
yeah, I'm never going to find out. Yeah. But they're being sued for fraud. Yeah, because I'm not drinking black water. It's not going to happen.
Well, I just assume that the black water was just like a coloring, not necessarily like, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't try it. I'm not into $3 bottles of water, so.
Yeah, so somebody brings you, hey, try this mineral water, and it's cold black.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm good, because I'm not.
Are they trying to sell the water from, oh, goodness. It's that quick. Left me. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's like I would always just think about Alien Covenant, right? That's the black goo that monsters come out of and turn you into a monster. I'm just saying, for my sci-fi.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you know, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yes,
my Kevin Garnett. Okay. So, Florida. I can't go a segment without talking about Florida. Florida has taken the next step during the apocalypse. So, Dave, the EPA has given approval for the release of genetically modified mosquitoes, state of Florida.
What?
Yeah, so you get your Jurassic Park on in Florida. Taxpayers' dollars used at its finest. So they've engineered mosquitoes. And this, it's been altered to produce female offspring that die in the larval stage, well before hatching. Now, it's a movie, but we've seen things that are different, right? Just kind of doesn't quite work out the way you want. And so, here we are. We have genetically modified mosquitoes coming to the state of Florida. They're going to release them, and you get to hang out. Oh, Texas also. So Texas, Florida first, Texas in 2021. It's mosquito OX5034. Because COVID and all that.
What are they releasing them for? What though? I'm not.
Oh,
what is the purpose of them?
Supposedly, this mosquito is going to mate with other mosquitoes, and it's supposed to die in the larval stage before it turns into a mosquito. But once
so
again,
the GMO mosquito is supposed to kill off the other mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to mate, and they never grow to mosquito stage.
So what's the purpose? Is the real mosquito gonna die? Does the real mosquito die?
Yeah, it's going because they're supposed to mate, right? They're supposed to mate, and then they never grow to mosquito. They just they'll just be the maggot, and then they die as maggots. That's what's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
but
know,
we know we know it's not going to quite work out like that. I didn't need a bunch of movies to figure out that nature finds a way to circumvent anything you're trying to do. And so, Florida. Jurassic Park mosquitoes coming to an arm in a vein near you. I'm going to break now. Yeah, we're going to go on break on that one. This is Big Boy, Made Miss. Speaking of technical difficulties, have Are you feeling the sorrow in the air? Brown sugar.
Sorrow. Yeah. I'm feeling sorrow in the air.
The Atlanta police officers, they didn't show up for their Wednesday night shifts in protest of the murder charges brought against the former officer who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks.
Yeah, that is sad.
You know, it's too much. And so, here's what they said, right? They said, this is not an organized thing. It's not a blue flu. It's not a strike. It's nothing like that. What it actually is officers protesting that they've had enough and they don't want to deal with it any longer.
Okay. I mean, then find another job.
Yeah. I'm like, they're like,
I don't understand why they have an issue understanding that is an occupation. That is a choice. They have, that's their chosen profession.
Yeah, they
it's
can't
not,
feel
it's not their people. Right. Yeah, no, exactly.
Well,
being a police officer is not right. It's not like a right.
Yeah, well, I think it's telling that they're upset, like, oh, we can be charged for killing unarmed people?
Yeah.
It's too much. I don't know how they gonna make it. Just burn,
you know,
just burnt out.
They were talking, you know, they're talking about, you know, what, this and whatever, the police department, and this might be what they need. I mean, maybe they need to rethink their positions. Maybe they need to rethink their occupation. I know when doctors, it doesn't work out, they find another, you know, occupation. Teachers find another occupation. People find other jobs if it's not working out for them.
Yeah, but for these guys, it's like, so we get to eat donuts and kill whoever we want, whenever we want, however we want. It's tough to find that unless
okay.
you get to the
yeah.
military.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do that. But see, that's the thing. You're going to have to realize that people are tired of it now. It's not okay. It never was okay. And if you don't like it, then find another occupation. It's that simple.
See. Yeah,
everybody else
has
to do it but them.
See, that's your problem, though. So you're not feeling your pain.
I don't. Because that's a job. It's not something that was bestowed upon them. You know, it's not something that was passed down through lineage or anything like that. It's what you chose. So now people have, you know, taken a blind eye towards, you know, the way they've handled business for countless years, 50 plus years, if not more. I mean, it's probably way older than anybody I know, corrupt, you know, bad cop.
Right. We're talking about like 390-some years as far as the police goes.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know what, though? I could see where they would be upset, though. Could you imagine you doing something or something being okay for 300-and-something years, and then it's not? Look how long it's taken us to, like, really get as far as we have this time. Not to say that we haven't been talking, because we've been talking about it for 300 and something odd years, and we're just now getting to where we are now.
Well, look at it like this. They're in their little rooms. They have their little chat talks, whatnot. They're like, oh, they want us to think they're important now. They want us to act like they're important now. We've been killing them forever. Now, all of a sudden, we can't kill them no more. We can't be inhuman with them no more. It's too much. It's too fucking much. I can't do this job no more. And so that's what I think is happening. I hope they quit. You know, if you feel like you can't you can't function on the job without being able to kill people and not pay the consequences. I just quit. That'll be it. Like you said, that you get another job, although can't get into the military because a lot of them fat. So I don't know. It's a hard economy out here right now. Figure that out. In the meantime, we're gonna go to our dumbass of the week since we're talking about the economy. Alright. So we're still in the state of Florida. Because that's where all the cool shit happens. So in Florida, Alex Schmop, I'm not saying it right, Schmop, whatever. He's the owner of Guns and Range Training Center. He said he banned customers from wearing facial masks in the store due to concerns over theft, difficulty communicating with shoppers, and uncertainty about the spread of the coronavirus. So, I'm going to repeat that. Maybe folks didn't hear it. So, what he did was, he said, and I quote, "I'm banning facial masks in my store because people might want to steal from me. You can't communicate, and uncertainty about the spread of the coronavirus." Now, I'm thinking, if you're concerned about the coronavirus in your store, you would make everybody wear a mask. But he said, and this is his thing, he said that there was an incident where a group of 8 to 10 people walked into the store wearing masks. They basically scoped it, checked the store out to see if it's an easy place to rob. It's like Pulp Fiction. Remember Pulp Fiction when they're sitting in the diner and they're like, "Has anybody ever robbed a diner before?" And they're like, "No, I don't think so." And so you have 8 to 10 individuals who are like, "You know what? Has anybody ever robbed a gun range where everybody is strapped and know how to shoot? Has that ever happened?" And they're like, "No."
"No, you gotta be brave. You gotta be ready to die almost.
We're gonna be the first. We're gonna scope out the gun range." So that was his thing. He said that that's why he said, "Nope, nobody's gonna wear a mask because they might try to rob me. So I wanna know who I'm shooting and killing. And they may have the coronavirus, so I don't want them to have masks on." That's what he said. That's that Florida logic.
I don't understand the coronavirus part, but I kinda understand. I really thought about, like, when I'm out in public and there's everybody with a mask, and there are some people that I've seen or that have seen me and didn't recognize me, and I didn't recognize them right away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is kind of like, you know, if you wanted to rob or steal or, you know, whatever, I think people would have a hard time, like, really giving a description or saying anything. I mean, I'm not sure about a gun range, but I can see where his concern would be as far as being, you know, a victim of theft.
Yeah,
I don't understand the coronavirus, though.
I guess, but I'm just thinking, most folks, but it is during the apocalypse, so people are stupid, right? And it's in Florida, so double stupid is happening. It's like double stuffed Oreo cookies, so it's like double stupid.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Right, so what I'm saying is, it's double stuff of stupid because it's Florida and it's during the apocalypse. So you got a twofer there. So people would be thinking, hey, robbing the gun range where everybody's a shooter, everybody has guns, everybody has ammo. That's the place you want to rob, the gun range.
I don't see that.
But that's what's wrong here. See, you trying to make sense out of it, and you forgetting double stuff. Whenever you think about this, just think double stuff. Doubling down on the dumb. You'll be fine. Oh, in the meantime, 4th of July. Remember when I said that July is going to be lit?
Yeah.
Well, here the cops are saying that they're going to strike for the 4th of July.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean...
So if you're planning that big robbery, whatnot, 4th of July, all the cops gonna be on strike.
And see, that's funny because I was just thinking of them coming around giving out tickets for fireworks.
No, they not. They going on strike. That's what's happening.
Okay.
Well. Yep. Yep. Oh, but in June, though, this weekend in particular, Trump doing that rally in Tulsa for Juneteenth, a holiday that he made famous.
Yes, I know. I'm so appreciative that he did that.
Yeah, doing the rally in Tulsa for Juneteenth. That one right there, I normally don't watch that stuff. And it's on a Saturday. I can't not watch it. There's no way I can't.
Yeah, I can wait for the highlights on CNN.
No, that's going to be something that you got to watch. It's like, one... Not that I'm a fan of Juneteenth, the whole, it's like Cinco de Mayo to me, you celebrating your fake freedom.
Yeah.
I ain't dissing. I'm just saying.
You're right. A lot of Hispanics do not celebrate. A lot of Mexicans don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So, yeah. And they will tell you why.
Yeah. Fake freedom. And so, Juneteenth. And it's talking about the celebration where 2 years later, hey, guess what? Y'all were free 2 years ago. So if you've been working, because it was in Texas. So if you've been working, guess what? You're free now.
Yeah.
That's just messed up right there. That's what you celebrate. Mm-hmm. Telling people 2 years later, hey, you was free 2 years ago, but guess what? It's messed up, but you're free now.
I'm sorry you didn't get the memo.
Yep. You think about that, but that's some severely messed up stuff.
Right. I mean, if we look at every, because I feel like I've never celebrated Juneteenth just because, I mean, I knew about it and what it represented, but it just, I just didn't relate to it so much. I still don't so much, but all holidays are based upon something that's not right.
Hey, there you go with your paganism. There you go with your paganism.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
None of it is based on facts. Well, Juneteenth might be based on more of a fact if you put it in your context.
Fact.
Like,
yeah, June,
yeah, the fact
is
was
fact.
That we were free 2 years.
You were free two years ago. Came to Texas and told you were free 2 years ago. You're free now. Do what you want. Deuces.
No.
Jim T. At its finest, right there.
Do you think they just walked away from wherever they were?
I often wonder about that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you were smart, hell yeah. Where are you gonna go?
Yeah, I'm just exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Here.
Like
anywhere, but
maybe
here.
Some left and some stayed.
Yeah, if you on the plantation, are you gonna stay on the plantation? Where they done beat you, mistreated you, raped you how many times? Nah, I'm out. I'll be anywhere but here. Live in the swamp. Whatever. Just saying. And I'm lighting the fire on my way out. So, we're going to go on break now. Now, some people know it's Father's Day this weekend. And so, in lieu of Father's Day, I had to go digging.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yeah, I had to go digging.
All the dads.
And so, this is the legacy of smooth jazz. From the day he was born, he was an inspiration to me. I have always thought of our relationship as a spiritual analogy. He is the sun to my earth, as I am the sun to his earth. I was once told by a hater that I would live my dreams out through my son. At the time, my reply was to laugh and say no, and I just disregarded that statement until now. PK. As a young father, you don't begin to appreciate the father-son dynamic. My role was to be his son and bring life-giving rays of knowledge to help nourish his earth and help him grow. As a father, now I understand that the son is a continuation of my legacy, in which we as a family perpetuate and continue our lineage. So, we have a spiritual connection that is unique. Let me explain. We are spiritually closer than even he knows. As a teen, I secretly dream of singing on the stage for a crowd of people. My son Clay Creation did this to my complete and utter shock in the 7th grade. I dreamed of dancing and having a dance crew while rocking the crowd with my moves. My son did it to my everlasting joy in high school. I have loved hip-hop from its inception, and to have a son who embodies the essence of cultural hip-hop is a dream come true. His very name shows how spiritually close we are. Unbeknownst to him, growing up as a child, my toy of choice was Clay. I did everything with Clay, from making dinosaurs to comic book characters, which, so not coincidentally, are both loves of his. So to see him choose the name Clay Creation was more of an affirmation of our bond, unseen, but stronger than any material you could feel or touch. So in answering that hater of yesteryear, yes, I live my dreams out through my son, because he is the son of my earth, as I am the son of his earth. And as we revolve around each other and keep our orbits aligned, our gravitational pull just becomes stronger and stronger, and I couldn't be any prouder of my son. And my shining son, who continues to warm my earth for Clay Creation. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was the legacy of smooth jazz. Now, I have to explain the legacy of smooth jazz because actually I did that for the opening for one of my son's albums. And smooth jazz was actually the show that my father did, unbeknownst to me. So I never knew he had a show when he was younger called Smooth Jazz, and my show ended up being Smooth Drama. It's 6 degrees of separation. You don't even have to say it. It just happens. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now that we've been got all the touchy-feely stuff out the way, you know. We can get back to,
that is beautiful.
We can actually get back to stuff. So, without further ado, hater of the week first.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, amidst all the stuff that's happened during the apocalypse, eBay. Don't talk shit about eBay. They're on a whole other level. So, a blog site, a couple blog sites, they wrote a negative review about eBay. And so, CEO from eBay, Devin Wenig, fired off some text to his colleague saying, take her down. Now, supposedly, he knew nothing about what happened, but they went in on her. They sent her live cockroaches, a funeral wreath to their house. They tried to place a GPS tracker on the vehicle and sent them a bloody pig Halloween mask and a book on surviving the death of a spouse, according to the FBI.
Wow.
That's some hate right there.
I was going to say, they were just like, yeah, they were ready to purge.
that's how you go in right there. You go in with that one. That's hate. And speaking of hate, just rolling right along here, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, as we know, we've had a multitude of lynchings the past couple weeks, 3 weeks actually, six that we know of that involve hanging. But they're all being ruled suicides. Interesting phenomenon, because we just have a multitude of people who are deciding to kill themselves by hanging themselves. Quite possibly one of the hardest things to do, tie the rope up on the tree and hang yourself for suicide. Not cut your wrists, not take the pills, hang yourself. Now, obviously we say Groundhog Day because we have heard a multitude of stories about black folks, people in particular, who have hung themselves, but it's deemed suicide. As famously talked about and shown in the movie, Malcolm X's father tied himself to train tracks and killed himself. That's what one does when they kill themselves. They tie themselves up.
Yeah, it's so easy to tie yourself on a train track, so I can see how that would happen.
Yeah, just like it's so easy to hang yourself from a tree.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting.
And, you know, the interesting part is the fact that no black person is going to do that. I'm not saying we're not going to hang ourselves because, you know, however, if you're suicidal, but you're not going to do it from a tree and you're not going to do it in a public place.
Oh, well, just in case people think that that's the American phenomenon, actually, over in South Africa, Tshego Fatso Pule, she was reported missing. Allegedly, she had a dispute with her boyfriend at his apartment after she never returned home. Calls went unanswered. She was 8 months pregnant at the time, and they found her hanging from a tree, stabbed to death. They were at least cool enough not to say it was suicide.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but it's not a phenomenon that is just here. 8 month pregnant, stabbed and hung.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and also, right here in the Bay Area, Oakland, at Lake Merritt, they have found nooses on trees, and they also had an effigy dressed in jogging pants and draped in the American flag hung this morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is what's amazing, because tomorrow the lake celebrates their Juneteenth. They're celebrating all weekend. There's a few of them, but tomorrow it's going to be at the lake. So if you are from the Bay or from Oakland, and if you're not ready, don't go.
Well, I'm guessing it's gonna be interesting.
It was already gonna be that, but
right.
In light of the nooses on the tree and the fake body being found, just be on high alert. If you call yourself an ally, please think twice about showing yourself down there.
Well, I think if
you are not melanated, I'm
thinking that, yeah, I'm thinking that if you're not an ally, it might not be good for you.
It's not going to be good for you if you're not an ally. If you are an ally, you're taking a chance. You might come up on some people that's cool and, you know, ready to embrace you, or you might just come up on some people that, you know, shoot when you see the whites of their skin. I'm just saying. It's, you know, hopefully it's a peaceful situation. Hopefully it's about love and celebration and positivity. But people are definitely on high alert.
Oh, yeah.
They are ready.
When you're talking about people are disappearing, and, you know, my joke always, California don't understand that. It's like cases, they're hanging people in California. So, yeah, it's one of those things now. It's like if a stranger rolls up on you, I might be some casualties.
Yeah. Yeah, because that type of thing doesn't happen here. It doesn't. It's unheard of. So for that to even, it's, you know, I was talking to a few of my friends about it, and it's like they can't even fathom, like, who this person is. Like, they're just, I mean, people's minds are just twisted right now because, yeah. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened here.
Well, there have been some incursions into California. They've been trying to get a foothold in the Bay Area for a number of years, right? For even conservative speakers come in to talk, whatnot. And so somebody doing this, they're like, okay, because I would take a guess, it would be someone who knows that. Yeah, they're not going to show. It's sort of like, well, remember, what was it, last year when those folks were threatening Maxine Waters, saying we're going to come to Compton, and everybody in Compton was like, yeah, come on. And they canceled their walk through Compton because they understood that, yeah, the people, we're actually going to show up. And if you show up, you're going to get served.
And see, and that's the thing. Like, when I say it doesn't happen here, I mean in Oakland. So we already know it happens in San Leandro, which is a neighboring city. It happens in Alameda, which is a neighboring city. You know, it happens around us, but it doesn't happen here. And then for it to happen at Lake Merritt, is even more like, I mean, I guess we would just have to be from here to, like, understand it or talk to people that are, like, born here and bred. You know, they don't know this. They don't understand this. I mean, they know what it means, but it's like a personal threat.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're definitely personal threats.
So, well, no, I mean, like, for them, like, somebody actually, not on all black people, on them, they're taking it personally, like as if it was directed toward them. It's not a black, you know what I'm saying? It's not a community thing, though. It's a, this, they did this to me.
Well, yeah.
Not to my black men, but to me. It's something.
Yeah. I mean, well, we've had the phenomenon where we have the white people calling the police on black folks to get them killed, whatnot. And then when you throw the noose out here, it's like, so, okay, we're talking murder. So now you're going to have individuals who, like you said, they take it personal. It's not an organizational thing, but you're going to have a lot of individuals who are ready to shoot first.
It all
bears watching. I will definitely be watching every. I find it fascinating. We're gonna see what happens. We're gonna see who comes.
I'll be watching from far away though.
I think I'm gonna break out my video camera. I'm gonna take some video and put some stuff on the site. See what happens. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue talking, you can go to the smoothdrama.com site, and we'll continue from there. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.